Bro, have you seen this guy that deals UFOs?
UFO?
Isn't no, D's no, it's joke? Not. It's come not on, a D's. I swear. Seriously,
you
look.
Swear?
What is it? I swear, dude. Look, this guy is he's a self-proclaimed UFO dealer. Look at that.
Let's see. Oh my God.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
This is insane.
I know. You see that one that's kind of like, it's kind of like junk, but it's
kind of
cool.
It's kind of a beater, but it's a good price.
Yeah. That's like your like space commuter, you know?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, we could cop that.
Yeah. We should I think we should get it.
You think we should cop it?
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's go.
Let's cop it.
Dramatic.
That was really dramatic. I mean, that was weird.
It was horrible. Did you see anything when you like you went up?
No. It was just kind of like a well, I did see something. It was like a wormhole. You know, like a cartoon wormhole?
Yeah.
All like blacks and white stripes and like, shit like that.
I closed my eyes. I'm such a pussy.
You're such a wuss, dude. Yeah.
This is weird.
This is weird. Now, if you're watching, if you're listening, if you're just listening right now, I highly suggest you cut over to YouTube.
Yeah.
To see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because we are now. Fuck was that?
Wait, Luke's here? Oh, dude, right through that glass. You see, they're both here.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. You guys got beamed up too? Yeah. What, wasn't it? For him, maybe. It was terrifying.
I mean, it wasn't really terrifying because I closed my eyes, you know? As soon as it started happening, I was like, nope.
No. I don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
But we are floating above Earth right now.
Yeah. If you're listening on audio, you should, you know, you should definitely look cloud over to the video because I guess we have a UFO. That was really weird. We just put in a PayPal contact and we went up right away.
So it was PayPal? It wasn't Cash App?
No.
Okay.
No, we did PayPal.
Okay.
Just because, you know. I think, you know, something owned
was
by...
Was it Dogecoin?
Yeah. I mean, we had to use a lot to get this thing. It's not like we just ran, you know. But that was like the last thing we offered.
Right,
it was like
right.
PayPal.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just went straight up. And now we're here.
That's the weird part is when you buy a UFO, it's already... I didn't know it was already in orbit. Like, it had already launched.
Yeah.
It was waiting for two people to cop, and then it just...
Yeah.
Beams you up right away, which is kind of... A little bit weird. I had some stuff to tie up back at home, but
yeah,
I guess we don't have to worry about that shit now because we're in space.
Yeah, I think we're kind of done with back home for a little while. I mean, we can go back, but for the most part, I think we'll just observe from up here.
You'll just be chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, it's because, you know, I mean, there's so much down there that is just frustrating.
Like what?
Well, you know, Joe took our logo.
Right. That is one thing that is... extremely annoying. I mean, we already had one minor podcast beef, right? We've been if you've been listening to the show for a while, we beefing with Sophia with an F for a little bit,
but
right?
But you know what? We don't have any.
No, there's no reservations.
No, there's no
we don't hold
there.
Any grudges here. But now, a week before, you know, we board our beautiful ship here.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan debuts a new set that he built.
Yeah.
In Austin.
Yeah.
And his logo. Is a UFO.
Yeah, but you know, the thing that people don't realize that we've just learned about UFOs is there's so many different kinds, so many different dealers for them. I mean, we straight up, we have a UFO dealer now, which is so weird.
We have a UFO guy.
Yeah.
They just have a UFO neon sign guy.
Yeah. You know, I don't even know if they even make those models anymore. You know, not that I'm shaming.
Right.
You know, not that I'm, it's just like, if you're going to use a UFO and you're like one of the biggest podcasts out there, you should probably have like, you know, the Ferrari of UFOs.
Right, right. So you are UFO shaming a little bit.
You know, I'm just suggesting, you know.
Right.
Because we don't even hold a candle to his show. And I right. mean, we at least got, you know, something
about the real thing.
Yeah, we got the, yeah, I mean, yeah.
We got the real ship. still a little bit of work to be done on this ship. It's a, yeah. it's a little, it's not a fixer upper, but it's a little bit, it needs a little bit of,
love.
A little bit of love. Yeah. And so we're going to do that, you know, over the next, well, couple months, this ship is going to evolve. Mm-hmm. And, but I mean, I'm happy with it. It looks fantastic.
No, I like it a lot. It's got, you know, it's a good vibe in here.
Ultima.
What? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's alt in my mouth.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice. Cody Co, ladies and gentlemen.
Gotcha.
Got him. We got one. Alt in my mouth. You know, it's crazy. The name of this ship is Candace.
Is it?
Yeah, which I thought was really fitting.
That's a perfect name, actually. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I feel like Candace isn't even a UFO.
Right.
She's a UVO.
What's that?
Unidentified vibing object.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Which could also double, you know, as like that could be your vibrator. But, you know.
I'm picturing a little ship in space, not moving around, but just vibrating violently.
And space travel is not perfect, man. We found that out immediately. Yeah. It's cold in here.
It is cold. Wait, you got a thing right there.
What? Oh, what?
Yeah. This came with these hoodies.
Oh, shit. And a can of Liquid Death? I didn't even notice that. Damn.
Wait, Liquid Death Mountain Spring Water?
Yeah.
Holy heck.
Already on the ship. How about that?
Is it murdering your thirst?
Completely murdering my thirst. Yo.
So wait, the name of the ship is Candace?
Candace, yeah.
Candace Podcast Go to Space?
Yep.
Just it.
Nice, man. I like that one. Yo, how fitting is that? You got a little, you know.
Oh, I like that.
Got a little gray on the joint. So anyway, now we have a spaceship, I mean, there's just so much shit that we can do. I love it.
I love this.
So yeah, thank you all for tuning into this journey. Make sure you smash that like, because, you know, now that we're on Candace, you know, Candace needs likes too.
Yeah.
You know? It's not just about the four of us doing the show. Now it's about Candace.
Smash the like just for the fact that we're back together in person.
Yeah.
Off Earth where COVID isn't a thing.
Yeah. And if we have COVID, it doesn't matter because we can't give it to anyone.
Exactly.
Because we're quarantined up in the air.
Exactly.
In space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's the best of all worlds. What is this? What did you bring up here?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Because you got. Oh, yeah. By the way, we're both vaxxed and waxed now.
Yeah.
And ready to have sex. And we both got Johnson & Johnson, so...
Babe, I had the vax. I'm ready for sex. Let me come over.
Babe, I'm vaxxed.
And I'm waxed.
Let's have fucking sex.
Sex.
No.
That's wax.
That's wax. Man, so, this relationship sucks. I feel like I'm fucking trapped. Tori, come over. Let's do some sick tracks.
Because my girlfriend won't rub on my shaft.
Damn. I'm over here. She doesn't have socks. Her pussy's dusty. I feel like I'm fucking Mad Max. You think we could record a song in those voices and just have that shit go stupid viral?
We should absolutely do that. Fucking shit. It's fucking good.
Yeah.
TNG.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go harder than Cardi. I drink.
She call me Big Bear.
I have hella vodka, then I poop. Call that Bashardi. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I got fucking vaccine shamed on fucking Twitch.
You sound like every surfer I've ever met.
Fucking shit's petted as
fuck. Fucking got petted, man. So slotted, so deep in the tube. Shit. Fucking surging.
Surging.
Went surging.
I'm picturing a girl just, you know, like, being into a dude like that and going to suck his dick, and the whole time he's like, "Fuck yeah, shit, oh, right there, fucking in there, girl, doing it,
suck, damn, sucking me off, oh,
fuck,
oh, you're sucking me,
dick about to be wax clearing my bars, shit, damn, should put a GoPro on the end of this thing, you're going fucking crazy."
I'm about to bong.
I'm about to bussus.
It's not even a word.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to bussus all over you. God about, damn it.
About a sun. I'm about to buns on. I'm about to buns on your tens. That's like good. This is that. You know, academic humor.
Yeah, this is a good intelligent humor. We're just, you know, we're highlighting the fact that surfers have transcended modern language, and that it seems like a reversal in that they have gone to noises, primitive noises, over actual language. But it's actually, see, it's impressive.
You got song slang, dog song.
Yeah, exactly.
You're Anna song.
Exactly. It's more efficient because they don't have to use so many words. You know?
Yeah. The song, right? Song.
I'm best promoter and I fucking sucks. And
pulling up Logan Paul on WrestleMania, like, as if that's the biggest. All right, move on to the next fucking thing. Yeah. Logan Kyle. Just... No, I'm kidding. Right, I like
enough,
it. I like it.
Enough.
They're like, all right, guys, you're not even saying real words anymore. This is a new season of the podcast. You guys started by not even saying English words.
I just noticed this shit came with matching iPhones.
Damn, dude.
Shit.
Slap, bro.
Falling, slide on the screen. Slide on the screen. Get in between, huh?
Hold on, I gotta talk to some son. She signed a son.
Yeah, back to what we were talking about. I got vaccine shamed.
Yeah.
We basically just did. You definitely are into it.
Yeah, we did.
It's not our bit.
It's not even our bit.
Whatever.
We just stole that shamelessly. Shout out, good neighbor. Shout out back.
Kyle Mooney. Yeah, I got vaccine shamed, dude. We don't have to watch this, but.
Who's the third one? Kyle Beck and.
Oh, my gosh.
Nick.
Yeah.
That's who it was. Shout out all three of them. But anyways. So yeah, you went on stream because we both got the Johnson & Johnson
vaccine
and it really fucked me up, first of all. I was out for like 2 days. And that's not to say don't get it.
No.
That's just, well, I mean, you can't really get it anymore. They stopped. But, I think people have been sharing their stories of how sick they're getting, and we both got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, we got our asses kicked, man.
I got my ass eaten by that vaccine. not in a good way, you know?
Yeah, I got my box ate by that vaccine.
I ate my pussy, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know I had one, but it let me know that I did. That vaccine brings the feminine out of you.
Yeah.
You can be the toughest dude on earth. You get that vaccine, it goes in, and immediately you get a taste. It's like, yeah. Like, ah, what was that? Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
the girl's like, no, it's fine. Happens all the time. Every guy moans, actually.
And then about, you know, for me, I got it, and I was doing shit around the house, and I was thinking, man, this vaccine's not about to get me. Then at 6 o'clock, I felt really weird, took a little nap. A couple hours later, I started simulating what was a fever. I kept checking. I didn't have a fever, but I just got chills like crazy.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
You know, so it was like I was like peak orgasm for several hours, just sweating and shaking, and I couldn't talk. I woke up the next morning like, oh, fuck.
God, I'm spent.
God, who is this?
That was amazing.
When can I see you again?
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
So I pull up to the place, and I'm like waiting in line to get it, and I'm like five people away from the front of the line, right? And it's moving really fast because there's like 30 people giving people shots.
Nice.
And so it's like moving, and then all of a sudden one of the guys that was in the it was like in this like little community center, and one of the guys that was like waiting in the 20-minute wait area that had just gotten the shot.
Yeah.
If you don't know, once you get the shot, you have to wait 20 minutes to see if you have like some adverse or allergic reaction or something like that. They want to make sure that you're good before you drive home. And one of the guys that was sitting there passed out and hit his head on the floor. Everyone went, and like two paramedics came over and started attending to him. And meanwhile, I'm like, am I going to, what the fuck am I about to put in my body? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all you can think. And I'm reminding myself, I'm like, science, like, of course it's safe. They're giving out thousands and thousands of these every single day, right? And so I'm fine, but the girl in front of me calls her parents and just starts bawling her eyes out and dips. Nice. So this happens, and then I pull up to the woman as I'm like, you know, reminding myself, like, this is fine, it's safe. And she was like, I was like, this doesn't happen often, right? And she's like, oh no, he just told us he hasn't had anything to eat or drink all day, and it was 4 p.m.
Nice.
In a hot little like
nice
thing, getting a shot to the arm.
I was good like, job, okay, dude.
That makes you feel better. And then get home, feel fine, whatever. I go to bed at like 11, and then I wake up, Chili gets me up because he has to poo. At midnight.
Nice.
Never happens. Literally has never happened before since he's been potty trained. This is the first time this has happened that he's woken up at midnight. And it's right when my fever hit. So I wake up, I'm feeling like I'm sweating, I'm shivering, I'm hot at the same time. I'm like, God, this sucks. And he wakes me up and I'm pissed because I'm like, I don't want to fucking take you out right now. I'm sick. I'm sick as hell. And so I am pissed off and I can't find my glasses because I'm blind as a bat, right? So I'm
pissed
off. I'm like, I don't want to fucking run upstairs. And I rip my drawer out of my bedside table because I'm so mad to find my glasses in there.
Yeah.
And the drawer falls and hits the ground and it trips the glass break on the alarm. So my alarm starts blaring. Like, woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, fuck. I still don't have my glasses on. I run downstairs and I'm running downstairs and I do that fall down the stairs where you slip on your heel and you go.
Like you went down a ladder.
Like the whole thing. And I'm blind and my alarm's blaring and I'm sick as fuck and I'm like, this is the worst night of my whole fucking life. How did this happen? It went from completely silent and totally calm and, you know, peaceful serenity to like ultimate chaos in like 2 seconds.
He just had a Mr. Bean scene. Like, oh, my. So
whip woot
woo look
aruga
he went down the stairs like bunk 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 bunk.
No, made that fart sound.
Yeah, dude, I fucking
so that was my experience with the vaccine, but now I feel great and I'm waxed.
Yeah, I'm waxed. I just slept on top of my blanket for 12 hours. It was brutal. I was just up till 4 in the morning. I slept 4 hours and then woke up and then, yeah, whatever. I kind of like evened out and then I slept super hard the next day. And then, yeah, I went on stream and I mentioned that I'm vaccinated and I'm like, I got the Johnson & Johnson. And I got like five. I mean, if you care to see the whole rant, it's on YouTube, but I get like five comments in the chat.
J&J is ass. J&J is whack.
What the fuck is this?
What is your problem?
Are you fucking kidding me? And the thing that's not on YouTube is part of my rant, as I say, in like 3 weeks ago, wasn't everyone saying, believe in science, don't question it. If you can get vaccinated, go get vaccinated. And that's what I did. And then I went and got vaccinated, and now I'm getting shamed because I got apparently the android of vaccinations.
Yeah, that's bizarre. That's a weird thing to make fun of someone for.
Yeah, and so, you know, I go on this whole thing, like, people just like that, like, you know, Moderna and Pfizer just sound like Zanibar fucking manufacturers. Like,
yeah,
they just sound like drugs. So yeah, that's why people like it.
Yeah.
And they don't like that Johnson & Johnson is in their, you know, house. And people are like, they had baby powder with asbestos in it. So yeah, definitely wouldn't want to use their products. I'm like, what baby powder is not done? A vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
I wish the U.S. had AstraZeneca, because that shit sounds like a sick DJ.
Yeah.
AstraZeneca. That sounds like a headliner at Ultra.
This summer, Excision and AstraZeneca.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Some niche, crazy dubstep DJ that you'd hear in like a crazy club.
Dude, I'm going crazy this summer when I see AstraZeneca, dude. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, bro.
Wait, by the way, can we get a little mood lighting in here?
Yeah.
Let's set this.
Oh, ooh,
that's way better, dude. Mwah. Oh, yeah. Dude, fucking God.
Fucking yeah. Blue. I'm in the mood for socks.
Same color as my balls.
Nice, because you cut out socks.
Because I cut out socks.
Socks.
Because my go and touch my shaft. Okay, so we got the big fight this weekend, people. Big fight.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, speaking of big fights, well, we kind of got some action from both the Paul brothers last weekend.
Yeah.
On Saturday, Logan Paul was on WrestleMania.
Yeah, I don't really care about that so much. What I do care about is this Don Jr. So, fun fact, I've gone the last however many years, I've never heard Don Jr. speak. And when I say Don Jr., I'm talking about Trump's kid.
You haven't?
I've never heard
him
talk.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
I've never...
There's like a huge thing where he's like, people think he's on coke all the time because of the way he talks.
I've never heard this dude talk until this promo right here. And it was just easily the weirdest way to be introduced to what he sounds like. First of all, look at his face. Like, you know, I don't want to roast appearances, but... He looks like...
It's why
like,
not?
I don't know. It looks like taped back. Like he looks like an extra in like a weekend video. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just like...
This also has big time like wake up in a hotel vibe after staying up till 4 a.m. doing whatever in a motel. Yeah. Like that art is super motel-y. And just, it looks like he like woke up and someone told him like, you got to do this, man. You're like, they paid you for this. And he's like, all right, fuck it. He set up his phone like against the all right, media console. And then, yeah, let's see.
Yeah, let this rip.
Guys, UFC fighter versus YouTube legend. There's been a lot of smack talking around. Some of my friends in the UFC, like Jorge Masvidal, have chimed in, talking crap about Ben Askren. And do you think that Jake Paul, YouTube sensation, can take him? Honestly, pre-order this fight. Check it out. Swipe up now. It'll take you right to the page so you can do it, because I know we're going to have some fun on the 17th with this one. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Check it out.
That's so random.
Yeah. What I love is the let this play right here. Just after he's done, just play the last 2 seconds of this. Just the holding the face to turn off the phone. Check it out.
Yeah, that's...
He's got the weirdest voice ever, man. That tripped me the fuck out.
Yeah, actually, I don't remember it being like that. I kind of felt like he was playing... Like, it almost seemed like he was doing like a Bruce Buffer impersonation or something at the beginning.
No.
Guys.
Yeah. It just felt like someone doing a bad Alec Baldwin impression.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin, yeah.
Jorge Masvidal. Like, I can't even... Yeah, it does sound like a boxing ring announcer.
Guys, some of my friends... He does definitely sound like a Trump, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a little bit of his like dad's, that. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Guys, it's gonna be the best boxing match.
My good friend Jorge Masvidal. Like, he talks like Humpty Dumpty or something. It's just...
You know what, dude? I'm going to watch this fight this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll say that right now, okay? I'm not going to pretend like I'm not going to buy the shit out of this fight. I'm going to buy it. But I almost think I was thinking about this today because I was listening to... Ben Askren on Steve-O's podcast.
Yeah.
And first of all, he's just got the best. We talked about this last week, I think, but he's got like the best temperament, like, or the best like perspective on the whole thing. He's like, listen, I'm retired. I'm totally cool with it. I'm making a bunch of money from this and it sounds like fun. I never thought I'd be a boxer. So now that I get to be a boxer for a day, it sounds like a lot of fun. But I almost feel like his, like Jake picked the perfect person to fight.
Yeah.
Because it, with all of Jake's like trying to make him angry and these press releases and stuff like that, and him not buying it, it makes me want to see the fight more.
Totally. Yeah.
I almost feel like I wouldn't tune in if they were both super like
angry at each other.
Being like aggro about it.
Yeah, it would it would just be like, it would just feel too much like theater.
Yeah.
And I think Ben adds that level-headedness that everyone else is craving on the other side. Because I think that's what people really want when they're like, oh, I wish he'd fight a real boxer. What they're talking about is somebody who's like measured in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, that could like teach him a lesson or whatever. So I feel like people are getting that fix out of Ben just sort of, no one's ever done it. No one's ever been in front of Jake and been like, dude, you're insecure.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's wanted to say that. And they're like, yeah. Yes, Ben, yes.
He kind of seemed like he was the same way on Logan's podcast. They did, like, I watched a couple clips from that, and he was, I think Logan was trying to, like, troll him a little bit.
Yeah, and he just didn't.
Because Ben's just so solid, like, in his, just the way he thinks about his life.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't care. Like, he's been fighting forever. Did you see his open workout?
I did. It was really funny. Yeah. And then Jake's was like,
I think Jake was just trying to get clicks and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
He's like, dude, we're going to do like some whatever and people are going to freak out, and people did.
Yeah.
People, it's impressive how people take the bait on all the stuff he does.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. Yeah. Like I saw that and I was like, because I was actually watching the live stream. It popped up on YouTube and I was like on my computer working and so I clicked it and that part came up and I was like, what the? I had a minute where I was like, what is he doing? And
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is definitely just to like grab for yeah. people to screenshot. And
yeah.
But, okay, here, I'll tell you this. Like the reason I think, so I, on Steve-O's podcast, they were talking about how many pay-per-view buys the last fight that Jake did, you know, the one with fucking.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah. But who was the main card? Why am I forgetting this?
Oh, Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that did 2 million pay-per-view sales.
Damn.
At $50 a pop.
Tyson and Roy Jones, man. God
what is
damn.
That? 100 million bucks?
Yeah, I guess.
100 million bucks, right? Is that right?
20 times 100?
2 million times 50.
Oh, 50. Sorry. I thought you said it was $100 for a pay-per-view buy.
Yeah, 100 million. Jesus Christ. How are we all that stupid?
Yeah.
So this is, I think this boxing shit is like the, probably one of the smartest things ever.
No, it is. I mean, they Jake and Logan have earned so much money off of it. And it totally makes sense why all these kids are getting into it. But it's also, it's such a natural thing, I feel, for like, you know, like young dudes especially. Like young dudes always want to like scrap and just get that off. So I think like they're just hitting something that it's kind of like, duh. Like, why has no one did this sooner?
Yeah,
because in reality, yeah, like Nate Robinson got clocked, but it's not common that like young kids are gonna have knockout power.
Yeah.
So really it's probably one of the safer extreme things they could do.
Yeah,
because you know,
but it's also like, I mean, if they did something more extreme, like if they were jousting or something like that, I probably wouldn't buy that.
No,
fighting is like literally the perfect thing where they can generate this much like asymmetric money in one event. Like
yeah.
there's nothing on YouTube or in entertainment ever that could generate $100 million in one night.
No.
Besides fighting or like doing something crypto based.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. And they're Logan did the crypto shit and
so you're saying we should fight someone?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like it's crazy that how they're able to like isolate those opportunities and then just maximize them. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hate to give them credit, but like I was just thinking about that today when I found out. And also fucking Bryce Hall's getting paid $5 million for that fight?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's absurd.
Yeah, it's crazy money. How's it feel?
I'm fine with it because we're not even on the fucking planet anymore.
Yeah, same.
That's what I'm saying. We can talk whatever we want about any of this stuff, but it's all literally beneath us.
Forever. Yeah. We're like the dopest people out here because literally out here it's just trash.
And we're also it's literally garbage.
Yeah.
It's so, literally flying garbage.
Yeah. So like that's all we have to be better than is flying garbage.
And you know, we were all about like the year of the six and how we were the number seventh best podcast last year, but that was on Earth. Right now, we're the number one podcast.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
Because there's nothing, and it, whoever comes next, it doesn't matter because we've been broadcasting just that much longer. So we're already good. Like, we beat the game.
Yeah.
Now that we're up here.
We're kind of like astronauts.
Yeah. It's kind of like we're astronauts.
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 How does it... It was kind of weird, like, you know, this room, of course, is treated, but, like, being in the zero gravity part was bizarre.
That was fucked up.
That was really weird.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting up here was strange.
Yeah.
That's going to be the tough part about this is if we ever go back to, like, do a tour or something, like, we're going to, you know, we're going to be like Neil Armstrong. Like, our bone density is going to be all fucked up.
We're going to be 500 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or the Earth. Sorry, no, we're going to be the same age, but the Earth is going to be older.
Oh, that's right.
Like, our kids and stuff will be.
Yeah. You know, we're going to come back and literally.
And then dead.
There'll be no one listening to this. Like, we'll think we're on episode, like, you know, 10 from now. But we'll go back and everyone is literally dead.
Podcasters aren't a thing anymore.
And... Yeah. Everyone's dead.
It's just Ice Age.
Yeah. We're like, oh, shit. Oh,
fuck.
So we would have made the right move. We just were kind of selfish about it because we just left everyone to do a podcast.
Dude, that's so funny. So then we'll have to do a podcast for aliens, basically. Like any other planet we go to.
Yeah. We're going to have to
broadcasting for them.
Yeah, we're going to have to travel to other, like, galaxies and stuff and do stand-up in other galaxies. And, like, it's going to kind of suck because we're going to have to start all over. You know? Doing an open mic on, like, some sandy alien planet.
So what's the deal with the fourth moon?
It's like you already got three of them. You know? What's the deal with UFO dealers, man? It's like you just want to get the fuel and go. You don't want to sit and hang around, man. I already bought the UFO.
Yeah, they always want to chill afterwards, you
just
know?
It's like, just give me the fuel and let me go, man. Dude, we'll get to be the first, like, we could literally rip every act from the human race and just hack it up all the way through, like, space. Mean? We just take Seinfeld's whole career.
Oh, steal everything, yeah.
And just, you know. Who cares? Alien planet?
That's actually a really good idea. We can invent, like, stocks.
Yeah. We could go, you know, yeah, introduce all kinds of concepts.
That's true. What would you invent? What would we do? What's the biggest?
Dude, we'll just carry out the American way and just do imperial acts galactically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Go shake up governments and, like, you know, small local towns and stuff.
No, like, I think a good move would be like heading to another planet and then, you know, can I speak to your leader, that whole deal. And
yeah.
He comes up and we're like, we have this idea. It's called YouTubers versus TikTokers. What do you think?
They're just like,
YouTubers versus TikTokers. I don't know. Is he?
I don't think so, dude. Basically, like, YouTubers kind of like a millennial thing, dude, like, long format. And then TikTok came in and, like, ruined the whole fucking thing. And so they, like, do videos that are shorter. They're, like, younger and they take steroids and stuff. It's a whole thing.
Do you know what a fuckboy is? Oh, you know, I've ever heard of SARMs.
It's going to be so hard to get you caught up. But basically, we want to, like, take these kids and make them fight each other. And they're all, like, rich. So, like, it's kind of like a shit thing because, like, they all benefit and we don't. But, like, it's good vibes.
For example, Bryce Hall, you know him, right?
We preserved Bryce Hall. We made sure to go get him. Like, we got him frozen downstairs. We're like,
we cloned all the 10 Tauntaun Sarns.
We just got fucked up clones of all of them. Like, it's Taylor Holder, but his eyes are pointed outward.
Like that?
Yeah. He's got him floating in a tank, and it's Taylor Holder with chameleon eyes. Like, damn, I don't know if he's gonna be able to box, but let's see.
Cloning process isn't perfect yet. We gotta iron out some kinks.
Just get Bryce Hall with a tail out of his forehead. The fuck is with this tail, dude? Cut this shit off.
Can't fit my snapback around the tail. Comes out the front of the snapback, little hole.
Clone Addison Rae, but she has like fucking Chainsmokers voice. What's up, TikTok? It's your girl, Addison Rae. I don't know, man.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway. So. Yeah, the boxing thing is crazy. Fousey's making a comeback on YouTube. Man.
So what's that about? I haven't watched
Down
that.
This rabbit hole. Basically, people are calling him like the Dana White of YouTube. You could like...
Wait, honestly, is he like actually the one promoting and organizing the fights?
Nah, you could just let this play without volume. But basically in this video, he goes to a gym. And it's crazy because this gym, I didn't realize they trained him for his last fight. Or that's where he trained.
Who?
It's 10 Goose Boxing. I know, like...
No. Who he fought?
Fousey. Remember when he fought that fight and he lost, like, horribly?
Oh, yeah.
So he trained at 10 Goose. And I'm familiar with them just because a comedian I used to roll with, like, trains there. And 10 Goose actually did this event where they had comedians box each other. It was, like, pretty entertaining. Hmm. And so Fousey went there and they set up like a mini tournament with all these boxers that are like creators as well, I guess, or like dudes that want to box. And this kid, Alex Wasabi, like he was supposed to fight KSI or something. But this video is actually cool because you could tell all the kids in there, like they definitely have a passion for boxing. Like they really care.
Huh.
That kid, Nick Ireland, has a fucking gas tank. But
and they all train here?
I don't know if they all train there, but they all definitely box. I think that it might be his first time, but they're all super young. It doesn't matter. So there's one dude in here. I think he's got the most generic name ever. It's like Ryan Johnson or something. That dude, you know, I'll spoil this video. He wins the whole thing.
Okay.
But you knew he was going to win the whole thing because... After this kid doesn't box. He just boxed Bryce Hall for a round, and I think he got touched up.
I couldn't follow that whole shit, man. This was all over all the drama shit, like TikTok pages and everything. It's coming.
It doesn't matter.
Dramedy versus Bryce Hall.
This kid, like, Ryan Johnson.
Okay.
You knew he was going to win the whole thing because he did his first fight, and they were like, man, you got heart, man. You pulled it out. And he looks to the camera, and he goes, that was all God right there. And you're like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker's going to kill everybody in there. That, dude, when an athlete talks about God did that for me, those are the ones you should be scared to death of.
Because why?
Because they're the ones that have this switch that goes beyond humanity.
Yeah, like they're able to put themselves in another zone entirely.
Yeah, like Ayrton Senna, you know, one of the greatest F1 drivers ever. That dude, you know, he would say like, oh, it's by the power of God I can drive this way. It's like, oh, this dude doesn't even...
Maintenance crew.
Yeah, maintenance on the ship. It's just annoying. He doesn't even drive thinking about his family or his kids. This dude drives like, I'm doing this for him. It's like...
For the big man.
It's like, if before a fight, a dude just goes like... It's like, yeah, you should be horrified.
Okay, I get it.
You know? And like...
Shouldn't you be more scared of someone that has nothing to live for?
Nah, I think it's the ones that like when they have that ultimate faith to the Lord, because they hit that fourth wind where it's like, just give it to me, Lord, and comes from somewhere else, and it's like, oh, this is what I was put here to do.
Punch right through.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Pull out their heart.
Something just came over.
Here you go, God. My offering.
That's why Yoel Romero was so scary, because he called himself the soldier of God.
Oh, yeah.
And after he'd literally murder someone in the ring, he'd do this like northeast, southwest shit where he would just salute the air. Like, he just. It's like, that's scary. Like,
wait, dog, who?
Yeah. Bro,
who are you?
You're on the ground.
Holy Spirit, dog.
Dude, you're on the ground, like. Yeah. And this dude is over your body, like, mission complete. Bury him now. He's gone. He's out of here. So I think, you know, Jake, he did pick the perfect opponent because that's who all these guys should be afraid of, is the Ryan Johnsons in this game. Like, I think Jake, if he wins, he might win a couple more. And I feel like he's going to pick a guy with that mentality.
Yeah.
Just thinking like, yeah, it's go time. And Jake's going to be at the presser like, you fucking pussies, the fight game, whatever. And that dude's going to be on the other side like, I've eaten beans for 30 days. Presser is going to be like scary awkward.
Yeah.
Like, so how do you feel going into this fight? I just give all the glory to God, and whatever happens in there, this is what's going to happen.
And I'm who?
You're Jake now.
Jake. Okay, yeah.
Or you could be...
Dude, whatever. I'm literally going to slam your head into the ground, dude. I'm going to slam it up your own ass cheeks, dog.
I mean, that's not the plan that God has outlined for me, so...
Dude, why do you keep talking about God, man?
Glory to the greatest, man. I fight for different reasons. This is going to be...
Dude, why does your breath smell like beans, bro?
I don't know. I mean, just... So this kid, Ryan Johnson, he has... In this shit, like, he has crazy, like, fight IQ, like, in the moment. Like, he'll just be ducking these dudes, and then he dropped that kid, Nick Ireland, and then immediately that kid hits the mat, and he's just going, whoa! Whole ring is like, yo. Maybe we cut this one short.
Dude, the best part about all this, the best part, is that pull up a Ryan Johnson video.
Wait. Let this play, and then we're going to do a Ryan Johnson. Let's go! Super comfortable in there too.
He's dodging. Who is that against?
Rich Ironman, I think.
Oh, ow. Jesus.
He's got that little dip feint.
Right.
I know he goes to the left. He does it again. He flicks that his jab, and then he throws the two.
Let's work. Hey, 30 seconds. Let's work. 30 seconds. Let's work.
And boink.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, yeah, just sit here and...
What?
We don't have to watch that.
That was the craziest round.
Yeah. Yeah, now pull up a Ryan Johnson video.
Yeah, this is the best part, is that Stromedy, Alex Wasabi, and that Ryan Johnson guy. I'm pretty sure I recognize Ryan Johnson because I think I've watched one of his videos before when I was doing my like family vlog video, maybe.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. I think he does like family vlogs.
I have no clue. I just went to his page and I saw him like a bunch of pictures with his kid. And they were colored like a 6ix9ine video. And I was like, this dude's a murderer.
Is this it? Is this a Ryan Johnson video?
Think so.
Okay. So, yeah. But they all make videos for kids.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, that's the thing. Stromedy's videos are like targeted at children. Like they all do like the, you know, crazy over exaggerated. Stromedy does videos, his videos are like the you know, walking into a haunted forest at 3 a.m. with a drone.
Why is Bryce
and they like watch a drone screen and they fly their drone like, and then they have someone in a clown suit like run out of the forest and they're like, "Oh my fucking God, did you see that, dog?" And they do like two videos like this every single week. And then, yeah, through our eyes, that's what it's called. All these videos are targeted for children.
So
they make videos for kids and then they're in the boxing. It's just weird.
I just don't get how Bryce could care that someone like that was talking shit about him. It's like Bryce and Taylor train, you know, a couple days a week. Like, who gives a shit? A kid's creator is like, "I'll fuck you up." Who cares?
Yeah, I don't really get it. I don't know.
I don't know, man. The footage in that, so Fousey did another video where they fought and they took the footage out of the fight.
Just play this, no volume, while we're talking, Luke.
Yeah, we don't need to hear it. That's for sure.
Yeah, sorry, keep going.
No, I'm kind of curious to see what this is. Yeah, all right. We got a pug in the first 5 seconds.
I mean, that's a great way to start. I love pugs. Yeah, but I'm a big.
We already know what this is. You know, after Doug, it's just everybody. Trying to hire a third actor in their home.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying though?
I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, no disrespect to the dude, but I know he's nuts.
Why?
It just, like, this style of vlogging at this deep in YouTube, you really don't give a fuck.
What do you mean?
Like, to just be in 2021 like this, like, just fucking, like, what is up, guys? Today we're going to the forest. My dog is here. Like, like, it's just, it's nuts. Filming people straight out the shower? Like, I think audiences and stuff are hypersensitive to what you do now. So I think there's this element of people where they think about these things. And this dude's like, nah, it's all on camera. Everything.
Yeah, but this isn't maybe even not. This isn't even like a normal vlog. Like, I'm not talking like, I feel like Roman Atwood. You ever watch one of his vlogs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's genuinely like, it kind of seems like those are just vlogging our life, you know? That's like, true. Here's our life. That's and it's true. A lot of older family people that watch those because they're like, I want to see another family.
That's true.
But these types where it's like all, like, go to his thumbnails for a second. And I don't know, maybe I'm passing judgment too early. Maybe I'm not like remembering this guy's channel correctly, but I'm pretty sure it's one of these where, scroll down. Like, what do this thumbnail say?
We didn't
like all caps lock. Like, they're all, yeah, like half of them are kind of fake. Like, they, yeah, do like fake sketches sort of where they're pretending that someone's cheating on someone, yeah, or like catching my girl, pranking my, oh yeah, maybe he was the one that they did like a baby dropping prank.
That's where I say, I think that's what I'm getting at when I say he's nuts, is in his eyeballs and his content seems like he has that level of commitment where it does not matter to him what anybody says about, yeah, his videos.
Yeah, yeah.
He just knows what he's going to do to put on for his kid and like his family.
Yeah, that's fair.
And glory to God.
Search Nick Austin baby drop prank real quick. I just want to see if I'm thinking about the right video.
Let's just get that information right. Nick Austin.
No. Oh, no, it wasn't Nick Austin. Sorry, what was his name?
I have no clue.
Nick, what was the fuck is...
You talking about...
The guy we were just watching.
Stromedy?
No, the dude...
Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson.
You just
Why
making
did I
up
say
names?
Nick Austin? What you okay, dude? It kind of rhymes.
You okay? You getting that J&J blood clot in your brain right now?
No, I think it's the space. I think it's the low gravity.
I was just
brain.
Fucking with you a little
I think
bit.
I got the like smushy space brain
the
right now.
Brain, yeah. Yeah, here we go. I dropped the baby.
Yes. So I am thinking about the right video. So this, pause it for a sec. Maybe try and like find the place where they drop it. But this is the prank, okay? They get a fake baby. They have a baby, right? Him and his wife.
Yeah.
And then he goes up to like the second floor looking over the like the railing while his wife is in the living room and he drops the fake baby off the thing to get his wife's reaction. Nice. Is that not the most fucked up prank you've ever heard, yeah, in your entire life?
Yeah, it is. I want to see it.
Now, see. Granted, I think that this is staged, honestly, because there's no way you'd actually do this to your real life wife.
No.
I mean, that's sadistic.
I mean, did you see that TikTok where the wife trips into the kitchen and throws a fake baby in the air and the husband catches it? It was hysterical.
Okay,
this
that's
setup,
different though. Is that that's a little bit different? Maybe.
Yeah, because you're
sort
like
sort of. This is like drop. Like the baby is dead. If this is real, the baby died.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I love this Insidious angle. Man, he's carrying that thing, pro. He's really milking it.
And?
Oh,
wait, you
man,
can
this
do it
is
with
crazy.
Volume.
Yeah, we're going to do volume? Fuck it. Oh, he's really setting her up.
Oh, no, this is the real baby. Oh, yeah, so now he switches it.
Yeah, do not get in a boxing ring with this dude. Do not box this dude. Yeah.
Get pranked. Get pranked.
Staged. Staged.
Look
as
at
hell.
That. He's like fucking the railing too. What? What did I do wrong? That, pause it. Is he just dropped a baby,
and then
go? You got pranky pranked.
And then did a Fortnite celebration on the rail.
You got pranky pranked.
You got pranky pranked
on a pole. Oh man, that's so
you
like
got pranked.
He slid down a pole. He was ass first. He doesn't respect her at all. He went ass first. You got pranky pranked, stupid. You got pranky pranked.
Ooga.
Wow.
It's wow. Crazy, right? Yeah. So I agree with you. I think this guy is going to be a monster in the ring.
Yeah.
I think he's the next.
He's the one to be afraid of for Jake.
As far as Earth YouTube fighting predictions go,
yeah.
I know we're kind of up here right now, so it doesn't really matter. But if we were to predict kind of the next.
I think Ryan Jake Johnson.
Paul, Ryan Johnson, maybe.
Yeah. I think that's the fight to make. Because I think Ryan Johnson would just have a peculiar, like, personality that maybe Jake wouldn't really know how to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, imagine he is beating up Jake Paul in the ring. And he's like, you getting pranky pranked right now, bro. You getting pranky pranked. Wow, wow. How does it feel to get a little pranky prank? Wow, 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 wow.
Pop, pop.
I'm not getting pranky pranked.
Pop, pop, T-pose.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yeah, dude.
That would be the ultimate fuck you. Knock someone out and then just T-pose on their body.
I really wonder what Ben's going to do this weekend. A lot of people are predicting Ben's just going to throw jabs, get close, spin him around, like really tire him out, like make it really dirty. By the fourth round, Jake is like,
oh, I see. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Ben's like, you ain't even seen deep waters before, brother. And then he's like, wah, 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 giving it to him.
One of the things that Steve-O was saying is, and one of the things that Ben said on that show, he was like, Steve was like, what is your technique? Like, what's your plan? Can you talk about it going into this weekend? He's like, yeah, fuck it. Sure, I'll talk about it. And he was basically like, I'm going to bring what I know about being in the ring and just hope that Jake Boxer or Jake Paul isn't like Jake Boxer. That's what they call him.
Jake Boxer.
Jake the Boxer Paul. He was like, I'm just going to hope that Jake Paul isn't a really good boxer because I don't know and nobody knows. And Steve was like, that's the craziest thing about this fight. That's the reason why it's going to do so well is because nobody knows if he's actually good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just funny that Ben was like, yeah, I'm just kind of going to pray to God he isn't the best boxer in the world. Because if he isn't, then I'm going to beat him. And if he somehow turns out to be the best boxer in the world, just by chance, then I'm kind of fucked. Yeah. I'm going to get worked.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, I think the other part with fighting is just there's so much that goes into it. So you can't really predict it ever.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know. Some fights are sure bets, but yeah, someone's definitely going to lose.
Yeah, I think someone's going to lose.
Someone's definitely going to lose.
I would reckon that, you know, probably someone's going to win too.
Yeah. I liked one fan theory that was if Jake Paul starts losing, he'll do something illegal to end the fight and then be like, oh, I was going to win anyway.
Oh, that's a good theory.
But he would forfeit all his money, so he's probably not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know? I just think, like, Jake, I feel, you know, it's so obvious he models himself after Connor. And no one's ever seen him, like, really fight a long fight. But in the first fight he did, when it got deeper, you could tell, like, his gas tank ran out.
Yeah.
That could have been nerves.
And Connor and Dustin Poirier?
Oh, yeah, Poirier. Yeah.
That's happening,
Poirier.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Poirier. Dustin Poirier.
I think it's just Poirier. But
that's happening in July, so that's yeah. Pretty cool.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Ludwig, his stream, the longest running stream ever, I think, and the most, he's now the most subscribed to Twitch streamer of all time.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy. Congrats to him, man. He went from, I mean, he's now like categorically one of the biggest streamers, if not
the
biggest right now,
yeah.
Just in the span of like 2 weeks.
So insane.
Just from one, that just shows like the merit in just execution on a pretty good idea. You know? Just a simple idea, like I'm gonna do this subathon where every new sub adds 10 seconds or whatever. That's not that novel of an idea.
But it's
unreal how something small like that can have such an impact.
I mean, I think because I think you can look at it now and go, oh yeah, that's obvious. But
yeah.
I think he, like to your point, he executed it really well, and to his credit, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Anyone could think of this idea, but the way he did it, you know, I think was just simple and fucking really smart.
Yeah, credit to him, man. Nice work, Ludwig.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I like that he, I think another thing that made it wholesome for people and a good thing was because he didn't just make it money oriented, I think that's what helped drove it as well.
Yeah.
It just became like everyone's sort of in on it.
Yeah.
And I think that too made it like a really solid. And if you did this, like trying to just do it for money, that shit would turn on you so quickly.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
would be like, wait, hold yeah. up. How much fucking money do we give you?
Yeah, no, you're right. Actually, to be super transparent about how much money he's making, how much he's giving away, and how much he's paying his employees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And to just be really transparent about that.
Yeah.
I think that's why people, I mean, that's why like I appreciate like Graham Stephan and what he does on his channel. It's like, it's nice to be just totally transparent about
yeah.
revenues and like,
yeah.
because it just gives you perspective on what,
yeah.
and he's making more than anybody makes on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like demoralizing, but in the same sense, it's like, oh, I know what I can shoot for now. I know what's possible.
Yeah. Well, I think it helps them as well just not to be phony.
Yeah.
Because then they don't have to hide behind anything.
Yeah.
Like for Ludwig, like, I don't know, you're running something like that. It's fucking uncomfortable if you're sitting on the other side and you're just raking millions and people are like, I wonder how much you're making. And you're like,
yeah.
Like you just feel weird yeah. being like, yeah, it's like $2 million.
Yeah.
It's odd. So,
yeah, that fucking 90 days from now, that Twitch payout is going to be crazy.
It's going to look wild.
It's going to look yeah. wild.
Yeah. But, I think he did it the right way. And I think that goes way further than whatever money like he could keep in the short term. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like from here on out, people will, he held himself to a certain standard. So other people know that they can hold him that standard as well.
Yeah.
So, not to psychoanalyze this shit, but it's cool. Congrats to this.
It also, it's cool when somebody breaks through, like Mr. Beast, for example. It's cool when someone on a certain medium breaks through the threshold of what you thought was possible.
Definitely.
Like this, Ninja played with fucking Drake. Like, after that happened, it was obvious that he was the biggest on the platform. And so it makes sense that he would have that many subscribers. And then someone comes out of nowhere and in 2 weeks beats that record and makes millions of dollars from people literally giving him money almost directly.
Yeah.
And you think, holy fuck, like what is the ceiling on Twitch?
Yeah.
Nope, like we probably haven't even scratched the surface in terms of what can actually happen with live streaming.
Yeah.
And same with Mr. Beast on YouTube. It's like you thought PewDiePie passing 100 million subscribers was going to be, that was like the ceiling for a while. And then this guy comes out of nowhere, gets 50 million views per video and makes obscene amounts of money. And now is starting his own VC fund. And you see that shit, that program where he's like basically investing in creators, in early creators, early stage creators, and then taking a percentage of their revenues. Like he's changing the fucking game.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard about the investing in small creators. Didn't realize he was starting his own venture capital as well.
Yeah.
as investors, we understand that whole world,
As experienced seasoned investors on Earth.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of looking for, that's why we left, because we're kind of looking for, we're that forward thinking, where we're looking for the next frontier. It's like us and Elon searching for investment opportunities in the universe.
Exactly. Here's the thing. Elon wants to go to Mars, but he can't really go if we get it first.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he can go to Mars.
Yeah.
He can colonize Mars. You know what I'm saying? But there's no Subway on Mars, like the sandwich shop.
No.
We could franchise a Subway and
we could definitely.
Like, that's
a
really great business opportunity.
Yeah.
It is. Someone's going to need a chicken teriyaki sub at some point.
I mean, we can bring it all there. Elon can go there. He can bring the people there, but like, is he bringing Pinkberry? I don't think so.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Who's going to bring a Lids to Mars?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you need a sick new Era cap?
Yep. To go underneath your helmet.
Yeah. For your bird scooter that we're also going to bring there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many opportunities there with, like I said, we can take everything from Earth and just hack our way through the universe by just reappropriating ideas, the American way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy when we have to tell Alibaba they have to send all these products to space, but like, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Alibaba did, I think, $50 billion in revenue in the last 3 months.
Like, how's there even that much money? That's crazy that it all came from TikTok as well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Big shout out to
it's all drop shippers.
Yeah, big shout out to the drop shippers. Lining our boy Alibaba's pockets, man. Speaking of, they hit me back about the automatic semen collect.
Oh yeah, why don't you tell the people about that?
Why don't I just respond to that in real time as well?
Also, Kyle, where are we right now? 58. Okay, okay.
No, I meant he meant coordinates wise.
Coordinates. Okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Copy.
Oh, cool.
All right, listen.
Santa, what's up? Right?
Hold on, let me dig That's up where this he lives, email.
North Pole. So, remember that.
All right. Dear Noel, have a nice day. Okay.
That's how they intro the email?
Yeah.
That's hard as hell.
Fuck you too.
Yeah. Noel.
Hey, what's up, man? What's have a nice day.
Nice day. Damn.
Received your inquiry about our automatic sperm, capital S, collector with you on Alibaba. We are a professional manufacturer for 30 years, supplying products with good quality and best price. Prepared details for your reference. Enclosed, please kindly check. Any ideas you have, feel free to tell me. Kind regards, Claire. All right, Claire.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
Kind regards.
Kind regards. Have a nice day. Have a nice day, kind regards. Claire, any ideas I have? Okay. Can we put boobs on it?
What's the price? Like, what are we looking at here? Did they quote you on something?
There's no price, but one of the technical features is it's got a portable DVD player.
For all the porn DVDs that we
so
have?
So maybe we need to, you know.
For Big Busty Mills 5.
Big Busty Mills 5. After that scary Express VPN ad, I think we need to go fucking retro and go somewhere and pick up porn.
That's a great call.
Because we can't be watched.
That's a great call.
You can't be watched while consuming porn on a DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Busty Mills 5. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Here's another feature that, you know, is probably good to know. The illumination of the glow is more than 800 lux. So, you know.
Wait, what?
Just so in case you wanted to know.
Okay, thanks.
The illumination of the glow is more than 800 lux.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's
one of the features?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the glow? What is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the cavity with constant temperatures below 36 degrees. So,
oh, for the sperm?
Yeah, so the puss never gets too hot.
No, that's for the storing of the spermies, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, because it's sub 36, so.
Does it store your cum afterwards? Like, is there a little cum fridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Frigidaire in there. It's a Frigidaire cum fridge.
Oh, my God, I just thought of the most fucked up joke. What? Guests on the podcast were like,
all right,
thirsty,
go ahead.
There's a little a fridge over there if you're thirsty.
No. No, you know what? We can make a real splash on 4chan. You seen the cum jar?
No.
You know about the cum jar?
I don't know about that.
It's fucking gross, man. They put like a fucking
Don't Google it. Or Google it. I mean, Google it, but
they put like all I've seen is like a My Little Pony in like a literal jar. It's foul. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Oh,
No. And don't show that on the fucking screen. That'll get us demonetized for that is fucked up, dude. Turn it off. Oh.
Yo, Nate. Nate has to edit that so it just goes, you seen the cum jar? And it goes right to Cody going, that is fucked up, dude. All right, that's a note.
Ugh.
All right, we won't continue on that bit. Anyways,
we got a lot of stuff to touch on in the bonus. We got what do we got?
By the way, hey, just to end it, you know, just so you guys can get hyped because we're going to respond to this email in the Bone Zone.
Yeah.
The apparatus feature is number one. It stimulates vaginal environment through massage, twitching, sucking, vibration, etc. Massage, twitching, sucking, vibration, etc.
That's nice. Like all the best things.
Yeah.
Like that's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what you want your girl to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, massage it. Yeah.
Twitch it.
A little bit.
Suck it.
Suck
twitch it.
Massage it.
Pull it.
Pass it.
Vibe it. Suck it. Twitch it, dude. Just a box.
Gawk it. Gawk it.
A fucking porn star just with that shit on OnlyFans. Whoop. Suck it.
What? Like a toy yeah, with dildos like a,
yeah,
all like over it?
Yeah, she's just setting world records and shit. All right. Fuck it. Challenge. 3, 2, 1, go.
Suck it.
Suck it. Twitch it. Sit on it. Guck it.
Guck it.
Guck it, sit it, fuck it, twist it. Yeah. That's the nasty part, going to the different holes one after another and trying to remember the order.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. Bop it, OnlyFans. That's so fucking good.
Wait, dude, I have to say this. God damn it. All right, maybe, fuck. We could. Shit. Let's take a. Fucking. This is like. I don't want to go because I want to wrap it up, but I was just thinking, dude. All right. I was thinking. So I tweeted that OnlyFans needs like a ranking system and not the percentages. They need like a gaming ranking system where you can go like silver, platinum, like gold, platinum, diamond, like immortal. It needs to be like that.
Okay.
So that they can be ranked and then they can form like gaming orgs.
Yeah.
Based on the rank of their fucking pussy.
That's really good. And you could have stats too, like most DMs.
I was saying there needs to be like an ESPN for like all the girls on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh my God, dude. FaZe Destiny, you know, immortal rated bop it player. There's like, we're here at the OF Invitational. It is heating up. We are getting ready for the Bop It Showdown. This is the final part of the bracket.
Yeah. Yo, FaZe Destiny, she's goated when it comes to bopping.
She's fucking throat goated.
Fucking throat goated, dude.
Throat goated. They're just two girls on stage with the fuck it boppets. Amazing technique there.
Dude, the audience is screaming pog champs.
Yeah. Poggers, poggers.
Poggers, poggers.
Poggers. Oh, Destiny takes a quick L early. She sat on it before twisting and fucking it. She was supposed to twist it, fuck it, sit on it. What was going through your mind there, Destiny? Ah, you know, I just got ahead of myself. I went straight to, you know, I just jumped the gun and I forgot to twist it, fuck it, before sitting on it. So, you know, it happens.
Well, that's what the game's about, Destiny. So,
yeah, good luck out there in the next round. Coach getting in her face. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? God damn, dude. Suck it. Twist it. Fuck it.
Pull it. Pass it.
Pass it.
Swap it.
You said that earlier. I missed that. I'm sorry.
Pass it. What?
Dude, it's a group circle. Sit on it. Pass it. Suck it. What?
No. Yeah, what the? It's part of the game.
All right, guys. Oh, I think we'll take a break, eat a donut, go into the bone zone.
Damn.
Saw
you first episode.
fucking twisted fuck it.
Saga.
All right, make sure you suck it and fuck it, and we'll see you in the bonus.
See you in the bone zone.
We dug it.